guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Morena Justine, how are you?
Morena Rachel, I'm good. How are you?
I am very, very well, thank you. Got some big questions that have been sent in from our listeners over the last couple of days, so we're going to dive straight into it. Somebody has said, I work for a small company and my workmates and I are signed up to different unions. If we want to bring up an issue with our boss, is this going to matter? Should we all be with the same union?
Well, there are workplaces where there are, you know, different unions, and they generally work together. But in my opinion, I think it's better to be in one union so that you have, you know, just the same, you're working all together with the same people. I think it just aids in sort of cooperating and I think you're stronger together. Personally, that's my opinion.
Sounds,
I don't know, not
sensible.
Everybody would have the same opinion, but yeah.
So for example, if you work for like this person said, a small company, and I know we've talked about this on the segment before, you can be signed up to different things if your specific industry doesn't have a union is specifically attached to it. So you should sort of talk to your workmates, is that basically what you're saying, and see where everyone else is?
I think also because this person mentioned small, you know, I think if it's a big place and you know, obviously there's a lot of different roles. So for instance, at a hospital, you might have the nurses union, and then maybe the union for security and for like personal patient attendance and things like that. But I still actually think even in like a case like a site like a hospital, potentially that we'd all be stronger in one union, even if that means that people weren't in like specialist unions. So I think because it's a small workplace, I think my advice would be to all be in one union.
Alrighty. Well, someone else has said, what should you do if you have an issue with the way your union representative is behaving? My friend works for a company who's going through a restructure and the rep is saying, and then this is the quote, stop thinking about it as people losing their jobs and thinking about it as job titles changing. So what's the what with that, Justine?
So, you know, there's accountability in unions and that's really important. So, you know, we do, a union rep will have someone that they're accountable to. So just say, so there's two, I just want to kind of get into this because there's two sort of roles a union rep might be. There might be a delegate, which is an elected position in a workplace, or an organizer, which is a paid position within the union, right?
Right, okay.
And so if it's a delegate, I think you'd raise that within, to your organizer. You know, like the delegate's not really doing this and I don't think this is in line with our views and it's not appropriate or whatever. So you'd raise that as an issue. And if it's the organizer, they will have a lead organizer or someone else who they're accountable to. And I mean, I would have a conversation first and be like, and just raise it with them first, the issue with them first, because I do kind of like that direct communication. I just think it's a good thing to practice when there's an issue, because sometimes people aware that they're, you know, not behaving great and it's always just an opportunity to reflect. But if that doesn't go anywhere, I would then raise it and say like, hey, who's your lead? Who are you accountable to? Or even call the general number and say, I just want to give some feedback. Yeah.
That sounds very sensible and a bit of a weird position for that person to be in as well.
Yeah. So, it happens, you know?
Yeah, it does happen. So thanks for texting that one in. We've also had a broad question, which is probably good considering that uni is about to kick back off again. Someone said, is the student union the same as a workplace union? What kind of power does it have?
Student unions are similar in that they're a representative body. So, you know, unions are a democratic representative body of workers and student unions are our democratic body of students. I think student unions have really suffered from a lack of engagement by students. I mean, I can like attest to that when I was at uni, not really knowing what on earth was up at AUSA. and you know, I voted once. I should have voted more and I'm reflecting about that, okay? But I'm just being honest. I'm just being real with you guys. They do serve that purpose, but I think they really suffered from a lack of engagement. And like as a result, maybe you don't really see them getting involved. I mean, they do. I mean, AUSA is, you know, like AUSA has organized those rallies against racism and Auckland Uni and like that. So they do play that role, but possibly could play much more of a role. And I think that's an issue of like students not really being engaged in understanding what the student union can be if we were all engaged pushing those issues, because it is a democratic institution as well, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like if we want them to push issues and represent us in a certain way, then we have to get involved and kind of make that happen.
Absolutely. So if you are heading off to uni in the next couple of weeks, sign up to your union. Why not?
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing to do. It only gets better if more people join it and talk about it. Exactly. And
I provide advocacy. Sorry, just one more thing.
Yeah, no, that's a really important thing.
Yeah. So if you ever have trouble at uni, you can go to AUSA and they will provide really great advocacy and come with you to, if you've got meetings and stuff like that. They, you know, they've helped me out in a pickle. So really, yeah, can't recommend that enough if you have any issues and you need some help and advocacy.
Fantastic. And our very last question for you this morning is, what if my work is selling images of me or my voice that I wasn't aware of? What's your response for that one, Justine?
That sounds like a lot of things really, and all of them bad. Are they profiting off that? If they are, that's a big issue without your permission, and also it's a privacy issue. I would go to the community law center and talk to someone, because that sounds, as I said, like you know you can't profit off someone's images and likeness without permission and without, you know, compensation, and as well as like violating your privacy. So I'm really concerned about that question, and that sounds like exploitative, and I would go to the community law center or call a union if you have a union. Yeah, that sounds really strange and bad.
Well, thank you so much for answering all of those questions, Justine. It's always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again next week.
No worries. Cheers, Rachel.
Have a lovely one. We'll see you then.
YouTube. Bye.
Yeah, take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.